Among the many changes that September 11th brought to this country is a newfound sense of patriotism that prevails in many circles. Renewed calls to patriotism are common in wartime. How long they last is another question, as NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
It began almost immediately. Rescue workers planted an American flag at Ground Zero, and pretty soon the flag was everywhere. Photographer Lori Lyons has watched the flag phenomenon with interest. A self-described military brat, Lyons was curious about how Americans really felt about their country. So, beginning in 1995, she traveled from East Coast to West, to small towns and big cities, taking pictures of people holding the American flag. The photos have now been published in a collection called Flag, An American Story. Lyons says the flag provoked a wide range of emotions from her subjects.
You know, I had people who folded it in a very patriotic manner. I had people who wrapped themselves in it as a sarong, people who laid on top of it like beach blankets, people who wanted to, you know, throw it on the ground and not touch it at all. People asked if they could hold lighters to it. I mean, every imaginable thing you can think of, they did.
Lyons believes if she were doing her project now, most people would no longer feel comfortable expressing negative feelings about the flag. This trend toward a monolithic and perhaps unquestioning patriotism troubles historian Cecilia O'Leary, author of the book To Die For: The Paradox of American Patriotism. O'Leary says it's clear that people are seeking a sense of common purpose. But O'Leary worries that in the current rush to express patriotic feelings, an important aspect of our history may be lost.
Every single generation has had to redefine what does it mean to be an American, what does it mean to be a patriot, what we want the flag to stand for. And I think it's very important to understand that diversity of opinion and struggling over different views about what it means to be a patriot is a part of an American tradition.
During World War I, O'Leary says, the struggle was over civil liberties. World War II brought the racialization of patriotism and the internment of Japanese Americans. The Vietnam War provoked the love it or leave it sentiment. In each case, O'Leary says, one group tried to claim patriotism as its own and impose it on everyone else. The poet Robert Pinsky says he has always resisted such efforts.
I'm not going to give patriotism over to people who disagree with me about abortion rights, or people who disagree with me about the war in Vietnam. I'm a patriot.
Pinsky, whose poem An Explanation of America was his attempt to explain this country, both good and bad, to his young daughter, says love of country is a little like the way we love our own parents, imperfections and all.
I think patriotism is not necessarily jingoism, or saying your country is better than all others, but that you love it because it brought you up, it formed you, and you know it. You know it's music, you know it's movies, you know it's rivers, you know it's city, whatever it is you know about it, it is part of you.
But patriotism, says writer and journalist David Halberstam, also requires sacrifice, both large and small. So far, Halberstam says, most of us have not been asked to sacrifice much. People may be comforted by the current feeling of unity, Halberstam says, but he remains wary of what he calls spasms of patriotism.
This is a very, very big country. It is 280 million people. It is regionally diverse, ethnically diverse. It's hard to bind it together. I think it can have, as it does on this, a common purpose. But that purpose in this particular struggle is a slow-burning fuse. If you sort of put the norm of it up too high, again, I use the phrase spasm of almost self-conscious patriotism, will that still be there in a year, two, three, four, 5 years from now, when in fact the struggle is likely to go on?
It's just a little more than a month since the September 11th attacks. Americans are still in the process of defining what patriotism does mean in the context of this new conflict, assessing what sacrifices they are willing to make, gauging how long the struggle may take. And as they do, they are also writing a new chapter in the history of patriotism. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.